Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. One April morning in 1979, death came on a breeze. Little did the people of Sverdlovsk, Russia, know a clandestine plant accidentally released bioweaponized anthrax.
At least 66 people died, and many more would have if the wind blew toward the city instead. Soviet officials had tried blaming tainted black market meat, but only after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 were U.S. scientists able to confirm the culprit was anthrax.
One source was Russian defector and former deputy director of Soviet biological warfare named Ken Alibak.
In his book, he revealed the USSR had been secretly developing bioweapons on a large scale, despite having signed the 1972 Biological Warfare Convention.
Anthrax is capable of forming nearly indestructible spores that can remain dormant for decades. If the spores are inhaled, ingested, or enter an open wound, they revive and proliferate rapidly while producing toxins.
Without treatment, about 90% of infected people die, and even with aggressive treatment, only half survive. With the continued threat of bioweapons, scientists recently sequenced the genome of the anthrax involved in the Sverdlovsk release.
From preserved DNA samples, they found it was a close relative of the vaccine strain and thankfully had not been altered much.
However, given what we know about the Soviet weapons program, they engineered even more deadly anthrax, as well as the plague, smallpox, and other microbes. The continuing danger is that their existence poses a future threat to us all.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.